Going over to Genesis chapter 24, and God willing, we'll venture deeper into this precious proposal, brothers and sisters. The Word of God is magnificent beyond, and I am so thankful that it's all by His Spirit. Anything that's ever revealed to us, brothers and sisters, is because of the grace of God. It's because of the power of His love to us. And I'm so thankful that by His Spirit, He's bringing things, again, light upon light, so grateful to God. But the truth is the truth. But how could we not get excited? It's like I got another love letter for you today, honey, and I got another love letter for you. Come on over here. I'm ready to, people read this one or two times. Oh, I've read the Bible. Oh, my goodness. Every time. I really do believe this in a lot of ways. It should almost be like the very first time. That's the lover. That's that excitement by God's grace that I know He's building in our lives. I know that there's times that are seem like we're on the backside of a desert, and we might be there, but He's there. Praise God. So let's just, again, ask Him to open our hearts, and Lord, just pour more of that truth and love gospel in our lives. But tonight I'd like to pick it up from the 51st verse. We'll go ahead right into reading that. It says, "Behold, Rebekah is before thee." And again, this is Laban, her brother, and Bethuel, her father, speaking to the servant, the one that was sent. This is Eliezer this is the servant, I should say, that was sent by the master for the master's son, husband. So we're continuing on here. And he says, "Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son wife, as the Lord hath spoken." Now, brothers and sisters, as they speak this here, this is the reply of enlightened eyes of understanding. Behold, Rebekah. I'm so grateful to God that the Lord encourages us in His scriptures of the time that we're living in. This is unfolding right now before us. This is playing out and living in our lives because of the gospel of Christ. But I'm thankful to the Lord that these brethren, as they were encouraged by the servant, encouraged by the Holy Ghost, they recognize, and there is a testimony in Rebekah that they have received as well too, that praise God, she is the one. Take note of her. And they say in this precious verse, they say, "Take her and go." See, the Lord has spoken here. So precious, brothers and sisters, we need to search the Scriptures. And we need to search the Scriptures to see that these things are so. And praise God, as the Lord has spoken, is always the perfect will of God. And the perfect will of God, brothers and sisters, is all truth. And praise the Lord, she is growing in it. And thankful to the Lord that these things are being performed in her life. See, they knew that she was something. And they were encouraged because of the servant and the message of the servant and the encouraging of the servant. Again, the Holy Ghost, who takes the things of Christ and makes them ours. The Holy Ghost, the guide into all truth. They could have never seen this. They could have never understood this. But praise the Lord, grace had them listen to the story of the Holy Ghost. Grace had them listen to that servant as they were thinking things in their own mind, and we'll see some things come forward here in a moment. But thank God for the quickening of the grace of God in our lives. Sometimes we get bent in thinking, well, it's going to be this way or that way. Brothers and sisters, as the Lord has spoken, listen to the Word of God. Man will have many different opinions. It will never stop, brothers and sisters. But by His grace, let us know His sheep hear. His sheep know His voice. Amen? You know this. God has made that. Praise the Lord. He has made that way because Christ lives in you. And I'll tell you one thing. Jesus Christ knows the voice of the Father. Amen? Let me tell you something. You have no faithfulness. But Christ in you is filled with all the fullness of the faithfulness of God. Amen. Praise His name. All right. So, as we go on here, how precious this story becomes. But you'll notice even in this scripture, there's something very sweet here. They knew, again, she was something. But here's what was so precious. They only knew Him, this one that was the bridegroom, as the master's son. They knew him as the Son of God, or the son of this master. But soon, very soon, brothers and sisters, only when the journey is complete, she will behold him. She will behold him by his name, Isaac. It's coming. I just had to jump ahead. It was just too exciting. And I thrill with you in that. And the reason that we thrill, that they do not know the name, they never mention that name, brothers and sisters, is because only the bride, the Lamb's wife, will know that name. Only she will have that name written on her. Only she will be the namesake of the bridegroom, the Lamb's wife. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 3. I believe you know where we're headed. But praise the Lord. I believe this is the line upon line that God encourage our heart in. And again, speaking to the church at Philadelphia here. The church that is seen, kept from the tribulation, doesn't even go into that. The ones that he will make known to all that I have loved thee. The ones, as it says there in the 9th verse of the 3rd chapter of Revelation, and make them to come and worship before thy feet. Let me tell you something, she's something. Praise be to God. Now in that 12th verse, it says here, him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. And obviously we've seen her many a time, praise be to God, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. This is who she is. This is this company of saints. And the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Bridegroom. Bridegroom. Hallelujah. She knows that name. It's her name. And I'm thankful to the Lord. This is exciting stuff. I'm grateful to God. It was hidden. Praise the Lord. They spoke of it. They wanted to look into it. But God now has revealed to us the better thing. Praise his name. Now, verse 52, back at Genesis chapter 24. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. Now, praise God. I'm so thankful that this servant entered into praise. I mentioned this last week a little bit, beaming with joy, seeing in spirit the Godhead beaming above. They're getting excited, hallelujah, as the bride comes forth and receives the grace upon grace to make herself ready. You talk about a rumble in heaven. You talk about an excited group, praise be to God, that sweet Godhead, as they are just in so encouraged. And brothers and sisters, it's going on right now. And I'm thankful to the Lord that, see, that's the abounding in hope. It's not in what I can do. It's not in what I can work up. Absolutely not. Praise God. The abounding in hope is this is his plan. This is his will. This is his perfect way. And I'm so thankful as this brings out, this is the right way. And glory to God that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Now, verse 53. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. Now notice here, brothers and sisters, she gets it all. She really does. They get some precious things, but she gets the best. She gets the silver, she gets the gold, she gets the raiment. She is clothed in nothing but the Spirit's clothing. There's no wood, hay, and stubble here. There's not time for that, brothers and sisters. This has to be exact. It's precise. Praise be to God. If you go over with me to Colossians 3, 12 through 18, we'll see these things as it says, put on these things. And in the 3rd chapter of Colossians, picking it up at the 12th verse, put on, therefore, as the elect of God. And let me tell you something. This sister is the elect of God. Praise his wondrous name. Holy and beloved. My goodness, it's getting pretty intimate. Bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. See, that's why he's smitten. She doesn't walk around pompous or pious. She doesn't hold her Bible a certain height to let people that know that she's holy and righteous. My goodness, he's already made that. His blood did it. Praise be to God. I am what I am by the grace of God. What humbleness of mind and meekness. Praise God. She praises him for all this. Long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I'll tell you what, that's someone that's just caught up in the Lord's business. Praise his name. Somebody that's just thinking about Jesus coming. Thank you, God. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. See, that's the completeness. That's the maturity that comes forth is love. That's how you know of the saints who are ready. They're loving. They're full of the love of God. They're full of brotherly love. They're the Philadelphia ones. Brothers and sisters, they're not out there like a bunch of turkeys picking each other, trying to, my goodness, I'm better than you, and comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. God help us to be transparent. God help us to testify of the mighty love of Jesus. Praise his name. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. See, the only way you could have peace right now is looking for the appearing of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're not loving his appearing and looking for him, you have no peace. You don't. You're caught up into this world. You're caught up into the things that you think you have to do. As I encourage myself in the Lord every morning, thank you, Jesus, I'm just showing up. Just show up. God, what do you have for me to do today? Oh, I've been doing that occupation a long time. That's okay. That doesn't define me. Praise be to God, I'm doing it heartily unto you, Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. So it says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts to that which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that isn't just for the hour that we spend here together. By God's grace, this is, I pray, continuing always. As it says here, look at that word, always, always, always. And whatsoever ye do, that's all inclusive, isn't it? Whatsoever ye do. See how all-inclusive God is? He's not just for when we get here at 1701 South Sherman. It's not just when we think somebody's watching me. My goodness, this is love we're talking about. This is love and rejoicing in the love of God. So whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And I love this. And we will read 18, because here it is. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Notice how that just jumped right out. Wives, he wants you to be a readied wife. Submit. That's it. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't give you a whole list. Just submit. Yield. By God's grace, let him do it. Hallelujah, you are his workmanship. Be that precious lump of clay by God's grace. Cease from your own works. I want to enter into the rest of God, don't you? Just like he does. Hallelujah. As the Father said, man, it's good. My son, praise God. Hallelujah, he's got it. Thanks be to God. All right. So now, let's go over here to verse 54. And they did eat and drink. So again, he's in their home and that servant with the family, and he did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him. And they tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning. And he said, send me away unto my master. Notice how quick that night was. He was ready to go, praise God. He knew he had her, and he needed to be on his way. He needed to be about, praise God, the Father's business. Isn't that wonderful how the Godhead is? It is the plan of the Father, praise God. It is not good for man to live alone. It's always been there. It's always been impressed on the Father's heart. Son, you're going to be complete when you have your wife. I'm going to hand you the throne. Praise God. It's all going to be given over. And she will rule and reign jointly with you. What a love story. That's your love story. Praise the Lord. Kind of wakes us up, hopefully, on a Wednesday night. All right. Now, this is vitally important, brothers and sisters, in our walk. And I want us to turn right back to Revelation chapter 3 again and think about what we just read, about how they came into sup. And there was that fellowship, and I'm thankful to God for that. But let's listen to the word of the Lord here back in this third chapter of Revelation. And I know if you have a Schofield, as we get into that 20th verse, you'll see a little header there. I just want you to understand the right header is this: is the voice of the Lord right now to you. This is the voice of the Lord right now to you, to all of us, brothers and sisters. Praise God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. Praise be to God, we are supping with the Lord. Now, here we go. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, you see the sweet stages of surrender that we just read here. And praise God, I believe you see the same thing in our text. We read here the opening, I stand at the door and knock. Praise God. And so quickly he comes in. Verse 31 of our text in Genesis, it said back there, and he said, come in. He was ready to sup. He was ready, praise God. That was Laban and the family. Come on in here, servant. Come on in here, Holy Ghost. Visit with us. And then so quickly the fellowship divine comes in. Sitting at the table with him. I was thinking how, praise be to God, we saw Lazarus as he sat at the table with him. As Martha was serving, praise be to God, Lazarus was fellowshipping with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But see, it's not even finished there yet, brothers and sisters. How precious here. Overcoming just as Christ overcame. Isn't that amazing? Praise be to God. Why wouldn't it be that way? Because it's Christ that lives in us. That's why he tells us clearly in the Word of God that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. More than conquerors. We cannot lose by God's grace. That life that lives in us has completed. It is finished. Victory over all. Will we let him live it? Amen. See, that's the reality of who lives in us. The lie is, well, I don't know. The lie is, well, I don't think I can. The lie is, I'm just too wicked. I condemn myself. That's the lie. The truth is, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me. That's the truth. And I'm here to tell you the truth, brothers and sisters. We are fully equipped. As brother prayed, God help us to see these blessings. We've got them all. Help us to have eyes that want to see them. Enlightened eyes. That's his desire. God, help me to just have the desire to believe the word of God. And he'll do it. He that is faithful and true. He'll wake you up to these things. As we read this, if you're here tonight and, my goodness, what's brother talking about? By God's grace, it's the Spirit. Hear his voice. He's not the author of confusion. My goodness, you talk about a perfection. Come to a full knowledge of the truth, complete, exact, intimate. He wants that for everyone. I would that all men. He would. That's what he would have. So we're so thankful in that. But praise be to God, brothers and sisters, overcoming just as Christ overcame. That's a telio finish. Amen? I believe Brother Paul had something very similar when he said, I'm ready to be offered. Amen? And he said that that wasn't for me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Praise the Lord. Paul didn't work that up. That wasn't because Paul was special. That was the treasure in the earthen vessel. The same treasure, the same life, the same Holy Ghost, this same servant that is here for one purpose, and that's to seek out, praise God, search for the true worshiper. Encourage them, guide them in it, who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise be to God. Now we thank him for this. Now, brothers and sisters, we, by God's grace, want to come through more than a conqueror through Christ who loved us, because that's who we are, just living the reality. The result of seated together with him, as it's said there in Revelation 3, in my throne. Those words are important and their meaning is so absolutely clear, brothers and sisters. He's encouraging us to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Go on. Don't draw back. Be glorified together with me. Rule and reign jointly with me. Be seated together with me in the midst of my throne, because that is my ultimate pleasure. That's my ultimate pleasure. This is what this age, this is what this purpose is all about. I would have all men to be saved and come to the full, intimate, exact knowledge of the truth, to know the love of Christ, to know that Jesus Christ wants you as his bride. That's his ultimate pleasure. And praise be to God, his grace has touched us, brothers and sisters. I want it too. If it pleases you, Lord, I want this for my life. I want to believe the word of God. Praise the Lord. I'll stay with it here. 55. Let's see. No, let's continue on. I want to say a couple more things here in 54. It says there, and they rose up in the morning. By God's grace, they're going first thing. There's not a delay. I'm so thankful we got to hit it. He said, send me away. But see, here comes the lack of really embracing the knowledge, really embracing the message, brothers and sisters, of the servant. The family starts to withdraw. We're coming to that point right now. They received so much, they were so near, but the first love, that fervent, passionate, first love vision, it just wasn't in their eyes. It eluded them. They, in their goodness, had other plans, brothers and sisters. They thought that some sweet things, but good and acceptable, brothers and sisters, does not win him. Listen to what they say in this 55th verse. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go. Brothers and sisters, this was something that many could look at and you say, well, that's an admirable thing. They loved her. They wanted her to remain with them. But see that they did not see the purpose. They did not see the purpose of the message, the urgency of the message, the urgency of the love message of the servant, that this can't wait. This happens now, or it's not going to happen. And we all experience that if we go on with God. The closest ones in our lives to us, our family members, our friends, they don't get it. You know, truly, it's, what's the matter with you? Why can't you just, we grew up together, we were like this. What's gone on now? I think the best expression is, my first love. My first love has ravished my heart. I love you, and I love you enough, and I not just love you enough, I love you so much, I'm going to tell you, he wants to be your first love too. But we have to go now. We have to move now. And I'm so grateful to God that she's not going to choose a more convenient time. See, they were encouraging her, thinking that, Lord, we'll have a more convenient time for her to go. But the Holy Ghost says, no, there's no other time but now. There's no other time for you, brothers and sisters, but now. This is it. See, we don't know. We're just a step between us and death. We understand that even when we're dealing with people in salvation. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. God is dealing with us right now to win his best. And we cannot delay. We cannot put this off. If you're truly in love with someone, I mean absolutely smitten and in love with someone, and they are fully prepared, I'm going to just say it this way, to support you in every which way, shape, and form in the natural. And you know that that is the lover of your life. That you know that nothing would ever separate you. That you know that this has all been completely perfected. That you are of age and ready to go. You wouldn't delay. You'd say, I do. You might not even want a big wedding. You'd say, well, let's just go down to the justice of the peace. Let's get her done now. I'm ready to go. Because of love, do you see that? That's the difference here. She doesn't want to be apart from this one. She sees the beauty. This message has gripped her, ravished her heart. And by God's grace, she is quickened and says, oh, I want to go. And thank God this Holy Ghost is expressing this to them, that the urgency of seizing the moment is now. Verse 56. And the servant says unto them, hinder me not. Hinder me not. Seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. See, the Holy Ghost lets him know it. Don't delay me, he's saying here. Don't hold me back. Don't get me to hesitate. The Holy Ghost makes it very clear. The master has prospered my way. Remember that right way in verse 48? That was the right way. Praise God. Well, I've got her. He's prospered my way. I've got success. I have her. Praise be to God. The doctrine, that grace and glory doctrine, is evident in this sister's life. The Lord, the master's will, has been performed in her. All he said that she would do, she performed exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He performed that in her at the well. Amen. The servant was astonished. It was the first one out of the gate. Think of that. There she came. And it was like there was nobody else there. That love setting, that love moment, is like everybody else left the room. And they did. Because she was the one that sat at the well and listened to the proposal. Thanks be to God, we're listening, aren't we? By God's grace and grace alone. And let him perform it, brothers and sisters. Let him bring this forth in our lives. And he will perform. He will perfect that which he has begun. So they say then, well, let's go ahead and inquire of her mouth. That's in verse 57. It says, and they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. See, she must confess that this is her desire. This can't be anybody else's. They can't tell her this is what he wants you to do. She must hear this for herself. And this must come from her. This is so individual. This is so intimate and personal, brothers and sisters. It must come from her. How sweet our mouth in harmony with the will of God is to God. I think how Romans 10:10 says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise Jesus. I'm so thankful to God. I'm grateful to the Lord that, and I appreciate however Christ is preached, and I thought this was very sweet. How a brother in the Lord, and I won't mention any names, I'm sure you'll know maybe who I'm talking about, they were getting on him about professing Jesus' name so much and his love for Jesus. And he said, well, did you only tell your wife one time that you loved her? Was it just the one time when you married her that you said, I love you? Or when you're really in love, don't you tell her over and over every day and as many opportunities? Matter of fact, make the opportunity as many times as you can. I love you. How much more with Jesus? Come on now. See, the Lord's testifying to us. We need to be aware of these things, brothers and sisters. The lips of the spouse are so ravishing to him. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, he speaks of those lips. He speaks of those that mouth. And it's right there as he says, "Oh my goodness, with just one glance of your eye, you've ravished me. I'm done. You got me. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful what the grace of God can do in our lives." See, the virtuous woman, her speech is comely. She's beautiful beyond. And then here comes forth the most beautiful words that could ever be spoken there in verse 58. "And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go." Oh, how wonderful. The most beautiful music, the symphony to the Lord's ear. I will go. And specifically, if we read this, I will go with this man. I will go with this man. You see, not only is it necessary to go now, but the only way we can go is with the servant. The only way that we can get there is with the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. That's the only way we can be led to the bridegroom. Many may hear this message, and they may think that they can go another time. Many may hear this message and say, "Well, I'm just going to go another way. I know it, but I don't need to feed on that gospel all the time. I don't need to go fellowship and gather myself the much the more with those that are waiting for that day." Well, then let me ask you, why did Rebekah get out of Dodge so fast? She's the example. She wasn't going to mess around. There was a lot of goodness there. There was a lot of good reason she could stay. Happy times, joyous times. But she was serious about winning his best. And when she departs here, and we're going to talk about this company, Lord willing, before we part here tonight, you'll see who her fellowship was with. All the way to meeting the bridegroom face to face. Listen, this is so important. You hear the Holy Ghost is encouraging you, and I don't like to use these words, but you can't mess around. This is love we're talking about. This is marriage. See, people think of marriage anymore that it's not a serious thing. I'm serious. That's why we have such problems. It's a very serious thing. It's the most important, naturally speaking, contract you'll ever enter into in your life. But it's not just a contract, it's a commitment. That's why you need God. That's why it's, "Lord, let me tell you something. What you have joined, let no man put asunder. Help me to trust you for this." I'm not trying to discourage or hurt anybody here. I just hope you understand these things. But these are the types and the shadows that God has given us, even in our natural lives. It's the most intimate of intimate things. But see, man even doesn't think that way of that, because man has no thought of God. They don't. And the conscience is being seared with a rod of hot iron now. The love of many has waxed cold. And the only love that I know is the love of God. So we're talking about even Christians, brothers and sisters. Their sincere love for God, it's just waning. Waxing completely cold, ice cubes. God help us never to come into this assembly and there be ice on these pews. And I mean it. It's time to launch out. And sometimes that means launching off the pew in praise and love and thanksgiving to God. "Well, I don't do that." Well, I don't worry about what I do. Not anymore. I want Him to do it. When He wants to do it. How He wants to do it. I want to check my personality right at the door. "Well, Lord, those aren't my mannerisms." Get away from that. Let God. Let Him transform you. We're all individual, beautiful masterpieces God's making. But don't you go throwing yourself in a mold that you think this is the way it is. Don't. I can tell you one thing, if you'll go with him, you'll really be a vessel to the praise and the honor and the glory of his grace. And you can't help but sing when he puts you on that stove and he gets you bubbling over. You'll cry out. And you will. And you won't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. See, this is the gospel of Christ. This is the pinnacle of the gospel of Christ. See, you won't be ashamed that this is my bridegroom. I mean, I don't know about you, but again, I'm so thankful. My wife lived away from me as we courted before we got married. A lot of people even thought she was make-believe of my friends. You know how friends are. I'd show them a picture. Oh, that girl would have nothing to do with you. Where'd you get her picture? But I had to show them the picture. I had to talk about her. Just because I loved her, I couldn't help but. You know what I'm saying? This is what's going on. He's grand, isn't he? Hallelujah. Now, it's specifically, I will go with this man. I will be led, praise God, to the bridegroom by this man. And praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. May it really open up and grip our hearts. John 16:13. The Holy Ghost is the guide into all truth. There's no other way. There's no other guide. There's no other instructor. There's no other teacher. There's no other comforter. See, that's why he's the comforter. Because this message is the greatest comfort of all. No matter what is going on in your life, if this will grip your life, if this will grip my life, I'm comforted. I know this is what my life is about. I know this is what the purpose of life is about. And I know that this is forever. Amen? Amen. Now, continuing on with this thought of I will go, how precious. It has two wonderful meanings. The first one is obvious. It means to depart. Praise the Lord. Going unto him without the camp. Praise God. She's going unto him. And brothers and sisters, we must be willing to depart. We must be willing if the Lord has it so that we do depart from loved ones. The Lord was very specific. If you loved mother, sister, brother, any family members more than me, you're not worthy to come after me. He's a jealous God. He loves. Some people read that and start to get ornery in themselves because they're ignorant to the Word of God. You go with God and you allow him to be the lover of your soul. You'll love people more than you ever did. You'll have more love for the ones that have been around you for years. You'll love them with true love, and you'll love them with a love, praise God, that if they'll receive it, will transform their lives too, because it's Jesus. But to depart, we must be willing to leave the familiar. And brothers and sisters, leaving the familiar only comes with a true vision of the value of the exceeding riches of his grace. Now, I'm not talking about the exceeding riches of the wealth that was in the palace. Oh, no. He had all of that with him. I'm talking about the exceeding wealth of his love. I'm talking about the exceeding wealth of being with Jesus. That's the exceeding wealth. It is. Hallelujah. Because he is all in all. He's everything. That's the only thing that would have drawn her. She was in a very comfortable place. Laban, her brother, they had means. They had things. As the story goes on, we know that they had wealth in a sense. But she wanted this love. And nothing was going to hold her back. But then secondly, and I thought this was so striking to my heart, this I will go means to die. To die. I love that, brothers and sisters. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:31 that he dies daily. Daily. Praise God, it happens over and over. I'm thankful. We're living the reality, brothers and sisters, that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, that's just the truth, but is it your reality of your life? See, that's the difference. And that's, praise God, this sister, as the Holy Ghost was drawing her in. Through Christ, praise God, I'm dead to this world. I'm dead to sin. And praise be to God, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And in faith, brothers and sisters, believing the Word of God, we're drawn more and more to Him. And we're drawn more and more to Him because how does faith work? Faith worketh by love. We see more and more of the love of God. That's why we believe Him. That's why we're drawn to Him. All because of love. And it's all because of the leading and the wooing of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is the one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad your heart. You do need that fellowship. You do need that worship. You do need that praise. God, help us to continue to surrender. You go home tonight by God's grace. Let Him just allow that fullness in every bit of praise to... Don't have to go home. It can happen here tonight too. But always, always. And then notice 59. And they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. Now they sent her away. She departed and they were left behind. They were. She left. They did not go with her on the journey. And as we go on, if the Lord tarry, we'll understand that they did not even attend the wedding either. Lots of type in this, brothers and sisters. Lots of type. I think about some precious guests that were already waiting at the master's house. I call it the Bible calls it a cloud of witness that's going to meet her in the air. I hope that throws the hair standing up all over your body. You just don't realize that without us, they cannot be made perfect. It cannot be complete. She's got to be there. Listen to those words. Listen to the perfection of the proposal of the Lamb. And it was written way back when, wasn't it? Hearts like Daniel and David and Ezekiel and the different ones, you know that they wanted to look into these things. They knew that this was far more than just stories. This was far more than just telling us a lineage. Why was it so specific? Why is this, Lord? I could see that wanting and desire to know. But as God would shut it up, say no. They wanted to look into it. But God had it for you in this day. He tells you this. This ain't anything to flower up. He says it better than I ever could. But this is the will of the Lord for you. For you. A better thing than all of those worthies of faith. They're in Hebrews. A better thing for you. My goodness. And oh, what a company departs on this journey. Think about this as we close up tonight. You got the Holy Ghost. You got His men. You got the bride. And you got her nurse. Now, what's so true about those that dwell with the servant? They're men. Ones that dwell with the Holy Ghost are men. There might be ones that hit and miss with the Holy Ghost, but the ones that dwell, that hang around there, that are just drawn, and oh Lord, I heard all over, but I'm not going nowhere. It's like little Elisha following that Elijah. I can't shake this guy. All them other sons of prophets, they're just all scared. They're all over there. Just, you know, I can't shake this one. I thought I was the only one, Lord, that was going to love you like that. And you showed me. You're the one that's faithful and true. If I ever thought anything of me, God help me. You got another one, and oh my goodness, he even wants a double portion. This is our life. This is who we are in Christ. It's just so real. Thank you, God. But here they are, they're men. They're the mature ones. They grow from glory to glory. They're not just Pentecostals. Can you imagine? But their love shed abroad in their heart, Pentecostals. No childish ways lingering under the instruction of the Holy Ghost. They're men. They're men, and there's one thing that the word of His grace always does. It builds you up. It completes, brothers and sisters. It matures fully. It just does what it does because that's what the word of His grace given by Spirit and truth does. That's what it performs. And then, praise the Lord, this precious nurse. That word nurse means mothering. And praise be to God, the mothering of us all was with her at every step, just as it is with us. Mother Grace. Grace upon grace. Every step, isn't it? And we're learning as we grow. We grow in grace. That, my goodness, Lord, it had nothing to do with anything of me. It was Christ in me. It was Christ in me that was faithful. It was Christ in me that had the desire to hear this message. It was Christ in me that, I don't know why some departed. Some went another way. But Lord, Your grace, it held me in here. Lord, it had me stay with this stuff. That's all. Why grace? Why are you here, grace? Why do you press? Why do you reach? It's grace. And that's just love. That's nothing again of yourself. That's the love of God. Grace upon grace. Growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the nurse. That's the nurse. The grace, the grace, the grace. She's feeding on grace. That's why she goes. That's why she departs. That's why she continues on. That's why that stinky camel and all of those events, her own flesh can't even discourage her. Oh, hallelujah. Christ in me wants that. He wants to win him. He abides faithful still. It allows me to be satisfied with Jesus alone. I realize that that is the camel, the only one that's going to get me there. I don't want another one. I want that one that's complete with all of the infirmity and all of the weakness and every bit of its makeup. That's mine. Just like that's yours. And there she goes with the Holy Ghost. She's got the fellowship of those mature saints with her, those men that are with Him. The men. The mature ones. Huh? Fed with grace by the nurse. And brothers and sisters, we got the fuel. We got the power. We have the love. We have all of the enabling for every single step of the journey. All the way to the bridegroom. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's do stand and just praise Him before we go.